Across Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
The coffee's ready, so pour yourself a cup and get set for today's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. It's an hour of news and information for ag producers right here in CJ Country. We'll get you an update of the forecast, catch you up on the latest news from Washington, Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk with the Ag Ready and at Farm News, Max Armstrong with Farm Progress America, and much more. So let's get started as we pay a visit to the American countryside.
Many people travel to Savannah, Georgia, the state's oldest city, to enjoy its tree-lined streets and colonial history. A visit to Georgia's second oldest city will provide you a unique history of its own, a story designed to improve upon Savannah. That's next on the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
In 1725 through 1727, Fort King George was slowly abandoned here in what is today the town of Darien, Georgia.
The way the fort was designed was that those buildings could be dismantled, and the lumber being so valuable, it's very difficult to create nice straight beams back then before our modern technology. That was prime gold right there. You do not waste that lumber. So they took all the buildings down.
As Alan Roski explains, the lumber was probably taken back to Port Royal to be used in other British outposts, but not everyone left this site.
Two brothers from the original garrison were left behind to kind of keep an eye on things. And in fact, those two brothers, we know from other letters that when General Oglethorpe came in 1736 to build Darien, he actually goes to the site of the former Fort King George and shakes those brothers' hands.
The town of Darien was established in 1736. It remains today.
Yeah, it's the second oldest established British town after Savannah. In fact, Oglethorpe, being the philanthropist that he is, he wants to create the colony of Georgia for the poor and indebted to escape from England and start anew.
Savannah is the oldest city in the state, and Oglethorpe decided to improve upon the plan for that city to establish this town. Fort King George has been reconstructed on the site of the original, and you can come here and see it today. Traveling the countryside in Darien, Georgia, I'm Andrew McCray.
Max Armstrong is waiting in the wings, but it's Tony St. James and Agriculture Today, straight ahead.
This program is brought to you by Kubota. Turn to Monroe Tractor for all your Kubota equipment needs, located in Springville and North Java. Learn more online at MonroeTractor.com.
You get up early on snow days because snowed in is not an option. The Kubota snow lineup of compact tractors, RTVs, and versatile attachments are built to thrive in the winter. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $6,000.
Now through December 31st, you also go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Turn to Monroe Tractor and Implement for all your Kubota equipment needs, located in Springville and North Java, or find us online at MonroeTractor.com.
Ag News Now. Agriculture Today. Export uncertainty tightening the screws on cash flow and local bases, with fresh China-U.S. tensions and court action amplifying bid volatility for soybeans and products. Now, Beijing stepped up rare earth export curbs, are adding another lever in the trade standoff. And at the same time, Washington announcing an additional 100% tariff on Chinese imports starting November 1st. It's a headline that tends to widen day-to-day bid swings in row crop country. Supreme Court has also fast-tracked the review of presidential tariff authorities, keeping policy risk elevated throughout the harvest period. Now, India is a partial bright spot. New Delhi signaling bigger U.S. energy and LNG purchases, alongside talks aiming to double bilateral trade to $500 billion by 2030, even after August tariff hikes of up to 50% on Indian goods. Now, those purchases could open incremental lanes for U.S. oil seeds, feed ingredients, and ethanol co-products as negotiators work toward a first-phase deal. And closer to home, Argentina's policy flips have whipsawed offer sheets, short-lived suspension of export taxes, and rapid reinstatement after sales surge to China briefly improved the Argentine competitiveness into shared destinations, and it pressured bases in the Gulf, barges, and crush margins. Well, global shipping is eyeing lower carbon fuels, and the International Maritime Organization's proposed net zero framework could open a vast new outlet for U.S. ethanol, biodiesel, and renewed diesel. Jeff Cooper, Renewable Fuels Association, notes that ocean-going vessels burn roughly 70 to 80 billion gallons a year. He says that capturing just 5% with American biofuels would mean 4 to 5 billion gallons of fresh demand, potentially leading to 1.5 billion bushels more corn use, an economic jolt for rural plants and farms. Department of Energy suggesting corn ethanol can cut marine greenhouse gases by approximately 61%. Soy biodiesel would cut it 66%, soy renewable diesel by 60%, versus bunker fuel that allows ships to earn compliance credits if the rule is implemented as proposed in 2027. Beef cutout is the wholesale value of a standard box of beef. It's quoted by hundredweight, helps signal how much packers can pay for cattle, and informs retail prices. Now, this fall, the choice cutout peaked in mid-September at around $413.60. That's $413.60 per hundredweight, has eased with normal seasonality, finishing last week near 365 and a quarter. Now, USDA's Ag Marketing Service does continue to publish daily and weekly reports, even while some other federal reports are delayed, so the figures do reflect current market conditions. But even after the recent pullback, cutout is still strong compared with history. That's according to Charlie Martinez with the University of Tennessee's Institute of Ag. Last week's level, about $56.82 a hundredweight. That's up 18.4% year over year. It's Agriculture Today.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-378-2714. 800-378-2714. 800-378-2714. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish. 800-378-2714.
We'll check in with Jeff Ishii when he takes us on the farm later in the hour. Right now, we need to take a short break. But when we return, it's Max Armstrong and Farm Progress America.
It's harvest time in New York. Make sure your equipment is ready to stay in the field with genuine AGCO parts from Jeva Farm Supply. Their knowledgeable parts specialists are ready to help you find the right agricultural part, from fluids and filters to hoses and fittings to engine and transmission parts and everything in between. Stop at their stores in North Jeva or Batavia and their online parts store for a wide selection, including Massey Ferguson, Heston, Fendt, Challenger, and more. Jeva Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for reliable, genuine AGCO parts.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by BASF. Plan smart, grow smart with BASF. A few years ago, I had the chance to tour the Kinsey manufacturing plant near Marengo, Iowa. John Kinzenbaugh himself walked us through the plant and then into his private tractor collection. The sheer size and diversity of that collection has stuck with me, and now part of it is heading to auction. I'll have the details after this.
On the next Plan Smart, Grow Smart, we're going to hear from Michigan farmer Jeff Schluckbeer. I asked him why he believes in using fungicides.
We've seen almost every year, especially in the last couple, where fungicides, at the very least, always gets you your money back. It always returns your investment. So with more disease pressure that we're seeing in this area, I'd say even the smallest of margins, you can see a benefit by spraying those fungicides on almost all of our crops.
Well, what kind of weed pressures do you get here?
So we're starting to get a little more of a diverse weed pressure here. That is something else that's coming up from the south.
Will you take a little bit of a weed challenge out there? Will you accept that?
We don't. We take pride in delivering a clean crop to the elevator. And then on top of that, if you let it go 1 year, it's going to be twice as bad the next year.
Join our conversation with Jeff as we plan smart and grow smart together. See it on the next This Week in Agribusiness. Or visit plansmartgrowsmart.com for more information.
John Kinzenbaugh launched what we now know as Kinsey Manufacturing in 1965 as a small welding and repair shop in Ladora, Iowa, before expanding into custom fabrication. Over time, he turned the business into a leading name in row crop planting, grain carts, and tillage equipment. Today, Kinsey is headquartered in Williamsburg, Iowa, with operations spanning both North America and parts of Europe. Kinzenbaugh remains involved in the company and continues farming, all while quietly building one of the most storied collections of vintage tractors in America. On Tuesday, November 4th, Sullivan Auctioneers will host a no-reserve timed online auction of 150 original and restored tractors drawn from the Kinzenbaugh collection. The tractors will be housed in Williamsburg, and prospective buyers can view them during an open house from October 27th through October 30th. Now, this will be the first time tractors from the Kinzenbaugh collection have ever been offered to the public. Most of the machines have been stored indoors, many have like new tires, and many have been started regularly. In addition to the core vintage tractors, the auction catalog includes some non-running tractors, parts, original tire lots, and a selection of newer machinery from Kinsey's factory or dealership offerings. You'll see John Deere, International, Alice Chalmers, Ford, Case, Massey Harris, and Ferguson, and rarer names like OTA and Honeybee, all spanning many decades. Some standout pieces have already drawn attention, like a 1972 John Deere 4020 with a mechanical front that's been fitted with massive tires. It's called a Monster 4020, and a three-wheeled 1958 Honeybee loader, as well as several older model John Deere combines. For many in the farming and collecting circles, this auction represents more than just a sale of old tractors. It's the transfer of a legacy. As the Kinzenbaughs pare back their private collection, they're giving new generations the chance to own machines that carry stories. I'll have more when we come back.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Well, if you're a tractor collector, a farm machinery enthusiast, or just someone who simply appreciates classic iron, the John Kinzenbaugh auction is worth checking out. The full catalog and details are online at the Sullivan Auctioneers website, and as a reminder, that sale gets underway on November 4th. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by BASF. Plan smart and grow smart with the experts at BASF. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Just ahead, the Ag Radio Net Farm News, and later this half hour, Bill Baker brings us Dairy Radio Now. We'll be right back.
So there's skim milk, a.k.a. fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful. We have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
There could be some changes to the farm labor wage, at least in the H-2A program. The Department of Labor recently released an interim final rule for H-2A guest workers, adverse effect wage rates. This makes significant changes to the wage calculation for farm laborers across the nation. Eagerly awaited by H-2A employers after recent cancellation of the farm labor survey and litigation that challenged Department of Labor rules, the interim final rule went into effect as soon as it was posted to the Federal Register the first week of October. Utilizing data from the Occupational Employment and Wage Statistics, H-2A employers now pay wages based on tiers of job experience requirements and will receive adjustments to offset the non-wage costs of the H-2A program, lowering employment costs for nearly all H-2A workers. The rule does leave some unanswered questions about how employers can implement the changes across the country. The wages are not a new factor in the H-2A program. The 2023 wage rule disaggregated wages, eliminating one adverse effect wage rate for all H-2A workers and requiring distinct wages for all standard occupation classification codes for job duties beyond what the Department of Labor considered farm work. The Bureau of Labor Statistics is a randomized survey of employers compiled from state unemployment insurance databases from over 1 million non-farm establishments. The wages are published for over 800 occupations, including dividing the available data into percentiles and averages for both hourly or annual earnings at both the county, state, and even national levels. One of the critical improvements in the data set makes getting closer to actual base hourly wages. The survey doesn't include information on non-production-based wages or on overtime pay, unlike the gross wages that are included in the previous labor rules. Under the new rule, H-2A job orders are certified at two different wage levels, corresponding to different combined field and livestock worker ratings. The adjustment results in near immediate savings for every state, as any job order certified after introduction of this rule will be certified with the new wage rates.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well,
it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha?
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
Milk production was up 3.2% from a year ago, the most recent information, reaching 19.5 billion pounds in August. USDA revised the estimate of July milk output up. Cow numbers were up significantly. Agency now reports dairy producers added 35,000 cows in July, another 10,000 had in August, putting the August milk cow herd at 9,520,000 head, larger than at any time since 1993, up over 176,000 head from just a year ago. Milk absolutely gushing out of the U.S. dairy industry, production reaching that 19.5 billion pounds, USDA revising their numbers. Record-setting component levels are continuing to supercharge that growth in milk production output. With 3.2% more milk, cows made 5% more butterfat, 4.2% more protein, and 3.6% more nonfat solids than they did in August of 2024. The dairy markets had been blown away by cow power, highlighted in that milk production report. Continues to be plenty of butterfat for churns and cheese vats nearly full as well. Milk prices have gone down recently, but still, farm gate prices are just above break-even levels. Decent exports and low dry whey production have kept a firm bid in the whey market, with whey processors continuing to direct as much whey as possible into high-protein concentrates and isolates.
As harvest begins, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to be diligent in taking the proper precautions to ensure treated seed does not enter the domestic or export grain supply. When properly handled, seed treatments are an effective agronomic tool that provides seeds the necessary protection for a strong, healthy start. Completely remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment used to handle harvested grain and dispose of it properly. Always be careful to follow state and federal guidelines for proper handling, storage, and disposal of treated seed. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer.
It pays to plan your ag taxes throughout the year to pay less at the end of the year. Call the Ag Tax Specialists at Farm Credit East. Made in agriculture.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
We've tried to fill this hour with all the news and information that farmers need. Now let's step aside for just a minute or two. Then Jeff Ishii will join us with his On the Farm report when we return.
When it comes to taking care of your land, you need equipment built to last. That's why so many property owners across Western New York and around the United States trust WoodMax, proudly based right here in Akron, New York. For more than 15 years, WoodMax has designed and built premium tractor and skid steer attachments that turn hard jobs into manageable work. Whether it's clearing lake effect snow in the winter, mowing pastures in the summer, or tackling spring and fall cleanup with a wood chipper, WoodMax has the attachment for your property's needs. Each WoodMax product is engineered with durability in mind, backed by warranty protection, and supported locally by the Back 40 Group team, a proud veteran-founded company who recognizes and salutes the brave men and women of our armed forces. They take pride in ensuring every customer's expectations are met even long after the sale. Visit WoodMax.com or stop by 42 Jackson Street in Akron and discover why thousands of landowners nationwide rely on trust in their products to get the job done with ease.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Thinking about buying a home in the country? Maybe you want to remodel your existing home. Give Farm Credit a call. We've financed rural America for over 100 years. You'll find our personal service and knowledgeable loan officers a refreshing change. So talk to the experts in rural finance. We're just down the road, even if it's a dirt road. Visit us at farmcreditofvirginias.com or call us today, 800-919-FARM. Farm Credit is an equal housing, equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
The farm economy around the nation continues to be challenged by low commodity prices and the high cost of production. Tractor sales were down 8% in September, while combine sales were down 40% from the same month 1 year ago. The general public is being asked to help with biosecurity efforts to combat bird flu this fall. A recent news release from the Virginia Department of Agriculture asked members of the public to report any sighting of groups of dead wild birds, if you should see five or more dead waterfowl in the same area within 5 days, you're asked to report that to your local extension office. They'll pass along that information to the state veterinarian's office. Do not handle dead birds, just report them.
Stay tuned. Your daily pearl of wisdom is coming up next.
Virginia is conducting a survey to learn more about voluntary conservation practices on farms in the Chesapeake Bay watershed. Here's Extension Agent Jeremy Daubert.
The information you provide will help tell the story of what farmers are doing to improve soil and water quality. The survey will also help to ensure voluntary conservation practices stay voluntary.
Complete the survey at ext.vt.edu or contact your local Virginia Cooperative Extension Office or Soil and Water Conservation District Office. Virginia Cooperative Extension is an equal opportunity employer.
On the Farm Radio is pleased to promote and support the National FFA organization. Young people involved in agricultural education and leadership today will be our next generation of agriculturalists tomorrow. Contact your local FFA chapter to see how you can support our next generation of farmers and agribusiness leaders. More information at ffa.org.
Today, we'd like to send out a big old salute to two of our affiliated radio stations, the first being in Chesterfield, South Carolina, WRFE 89.3, and the second station being in Asheboro, North Carolina, WTJY FM 89.5. Big old salute to all of our listeners in the Carolinas. Our pearl of wisdom today says that an apology is a good way to have the last word. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm and I'm Ish.
Sooner or later, you'll need to replace your furnace. If that time is now, come see the folks at Country Line Electric, where they carry the Comfort Air line. Why Comfort Air? Well, they feature a 12-year bumper-to-bumper warranty that's the best in the business. Country Line Electric carries a full line of 80 to 95% efficiency residential furnaces, fuel oil furnaces, including units for mobile homes, and they can even provide a list of contractors to install your new Comfort Air furnace. And if you're a contractor, let Country Line Electric be your source for quality Comfort Air products. Country Line Electric, Silver Springs and Batavia. Down on the farm, the workday begins pretty early. We're so glad you saw fit to turn on your radio this morning. The CJ Agribusiness Report continues now with an update from the USDA.
With the approach of New World Screwworm, now closer to our nation's southern border.
That is in Nuevo León. It was made known to us on September 21st. And we have boots on the ground in Mexico determining exactly what happened there.
Animal health officials, like Agriculture Department Deputy Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, Lauren Stump, acknowledge an already aggressive approach by our country to protect our border and our nation's livestock from potential NWS cases must be accelerated, with partnerships on multiple levels essential. There are joint U.S.-Mexico efforts.
In being partners with them in eradication to protect the U.S. southern border, we have to enhance that U.S. oversight and surveillance. We've got to get better case reporting, lock down that animal movement that's happening in Mexico to prevent further spread, providing traps and lures for screwworms so we really have an accurate assessment of where the pest is. We're doing proactive trapping in areas where we know it is not yet.
There is also a long-standing partnership between the U.S. and Panama.
That is a commission with U.S. and Panama on a sterile fly production facility and center of excellence that we call COPEG in Panama. And that today produces sterile flies that are utilized in keeping this pest at bay.
USDA is the lead agency among several in the federal government addressing New World screwworm prevention and eradication, such as Customs and Border Protection.
Department of Interior, when you're thinking about this pest, there are different pesticides that are regulated by EPA that would need to be utilized. There are also drugs that are effective in treatment against the screwworm. Those are regulated by FDA's Center for Veterinary Medicine. We are working hand in hand with a number of different agencies to make sure that we are prepared if there were to be a domestic incursion, that the tools that we would need to have in our toolbox are already ready to go.
Collaboration in NWS efforts also include
the partnership partnerships with the states, our industry partners, and the public as well.
In coordinated activities that go beyond prevention, education, particularly the public of what to look out for regarding New World Screwworm, is important, according to the Deputy Undersecretary. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Much more still to come on the CJ Agribusiness Report, including Daryl Anderson and today's Farm to Fork Report. Bill Baker finds himself in the on-deck circle. He'll bring us Dairy Radio Now in just a moment.
Nunde Lumber and Hardware, your hometown community store for over 90 years, stocking all your lawn and garden essentials, such as 2-cubic-foot Miracle-Gro potting mix, Black and Brown mulch, and more. They have an array of regular and pressure-treated lumber in stock, ready for your project. Check out their new marble chips, pea pebbles, and river rocks on display out front of the store. Looking for a new railing system? Nunde Lumber now carries Rail FX. Call 468-2521. Stop in at 11 South State Street in Nunde. Set up a quote or delivery today with Nunde Lumber and Hardware.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling in the countryside for Feedworks USA. Today, I'm with Randy Schwalke, Feed Marketing Advisors. Randy, you really are the driving force founding Feed Marketing Advisors.
Yeah, so we're really a group of advisors. We have over 30 advisors within our group now for the feed industry in just about any category that you can imagine, from food safety compliance, strategic planning, training, M&A. That's what we do, and we have clients primarily North American, but quite a number also in Europe as well.
For dairy producers, they've faced a changing environment in your time witnessing them in the feed industry.
Yeah, without a doubt. Many changes there, and it doesn't matter what industry you're in. I mean, our businesses run on the back of good people. Everything rises and falls on leadership at the end of the day, and developing those leadership skills that understand that it starts with the relationship. It grows into getting your job done, getting results, but then a willingness to invest in people and grow people. And from there, your legacy of leadership can evolve.
Your legacy is leadership. I like that. Randy, tell us a little bit about what the feed industry looked like when you first were in it and what it looks like now and kind of the changes.
Yeah, well, just a couple of things real quickly from a commercial perspective. It all used to be about products back in the day. We carried a suitcase full of product samples to the farm, right? And now it's very little from a commercial perspective. It's very little about products. It's about solving nutritional needs. So from a product perspective, that's one. From an operational perspective, it's very much about automation. And that involvement. And from a people perspective, it used to be far more top-down. I mean, it was easier to get people into the mill, onto the road. I can remember, even though the feed company paid for much of my education, when I interviewed for the job, I was told by the HR manager to go shave off those sideburns and come back and we'll talk to you, which I did, and I got the job. But much easier to manage top-down back in the day.
Randy, kind of paint us a little picture of what a feed mill might have looked like early in your career and what they might look like now with the amount of micro bins needed.
Well, yeah, that's a really good question, John. I mean, the mills built back in the day, many in the 60s and 70s, were very little automation, of course, more people, dustier, dirtier. Today, you walk into an integrated poultry mill and you can't find anybody. There's nobody home, and yet the mill's running full speed. There may be people up in the conference room looking at a wall size monitor, gauging bins and motor speeds and so forth, but far less dependent on feet on the ground people in the mill and dependent more and more on automation. So the nature of the people, the training, the education of the people that are coming into the mills is continuing to, you know, to evolve.
Randy, with that automation development of people, is that something that you help professional development of employees?
We definitely do. That was one of the original cornerstones of why we founded the business 17 years ago, was the recognizing the need for personnel development. We hold an annual workshop for our customers, and every year we ask our customers, what do you want to talk about? And we ask them to rank a whole list of 50-plus potential subjects we're going to discuss at the meeting, and personnel-related issues is always ranked as the number one category, and it has all 17 years we've been doing this. So it's ultimately one of the most important things that a person running a business needs to focus on is people
development. So the leadership recognizes the need for that development, here's what you're saying.
Absolutely correct.
Randy, where can people find out more information about Feed Marketing Advisors?
Yeah, probably the best place to do that would be through our website, feedadvisors.com.
Randy Schwalke with Feed Marketing Advisors, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Jack.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.
Just ahead, the latest weather forecast. Tony St. James will bring us American cattle news and the closing market report. But first, it's Daryl Anderson and today's Farm to Fork report.
For over 30 years, Eric C. Rains and Sons has sold and serviced a variety of water pumps in our community, including jet pumps, submersible pumps, well pumps, sump pumps, bladder tanks, and more by top brands like Gould's, Red Jacket, and Liberty. They also offer free delivery within 30 miles of Alexander. Call Eric C. Rains and Sons, 591-3056.
A John Deere executive discusses ag tech advancements today on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing the Ag Safety and Health campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. You farmers and ranchers are used to taking risks. You know there's a certain probability that livestock could get a disease or a crop could be wiped out in a storm. But we also want you to think about the safety and health risks you face daily and take steps to beat the odds. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Technology is going to help American farmers work more efficiently in a costlier environment for doing business. That's what Alex Sayago, John Deere's Vice President of Marketing and Shared Services, told ag industry folks in Kansas City recently.
All of this technology holds a tremendous amount of promise, but that technology needs to be able to work day in, day out in a farm. And that requires planning. Sometimes it might require a change in the process of how you go about running a certain operation. That requires continuous calibration and optimization of equipment. That requires a certain amount of steps. And there is a phenomenal opportunity for youngsters out there to help grower farmers accomplish just that.
Sayago added that U.S. farmers also have a very non-technical advantage over their foreign competitors.
Very few countries have the land mass and the amount of fertile soils that exists in North America. That is a very long-term, highly strategic asset that is incredibly difficult to have, and the U.S. has it. The U.S. has been and will be a breadbasket for the world for many years to come.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Whether you've got 100 acres to mow or just some brush out back, show Brush who's boss. Wood's line of rotary cutters match a variety of tractors and applications, so you can start clearing tall grass or tough brush right away with high lift blades and deeper decks for a better overall cut quality. You won't find any other rotary cutters that keep your land in line like Wood's. Stop in to Larry Romance and Son at Arcade, Sheridan, and Woodhall to find the right Wood's rotary cutter for your next job.
It's not always easy being a dad.
When's the fairy princess coming?
Any minute now.
What? What do you mean she's not coming?
But it's always worth it.
It's the fairy princess!
It is I, Grooms Zinkelbell. Yeah.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life.
I know it's really you, Drew. I'm just pretending for the other kids.
The clock says we have just a few more minutes left of today's CJ Agribusiness Report. Then it's today's favorites and the legends on the CJ Country Morning Show. Right now, it's a check of the weather forecast, then Tony St. James with the American Cattle News and Closing Market Report.
Western New York weather.
Brought to you by Upstate Niagara Cooperative, farmer-owned by 260 family dairy farms, producing top-quality conventional and organic milk at the farm level that leads to award-winning finished dairy products. Buys and dip, Upstate Farms yogurt, sour cream, cottage cheese, fluid milk, home to Intense Milk, and their lactose-free Milk for Life, all produced with care for their cows and commitment to their community. For today, cloudy through mid-morning, gradual clearing later, high near 55. Patchy frost after 4 a.m., otherwise mostly clear tonight, low around 35. Thursday, areas of frost before 9 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 54. Currently in Warsaw, it's 51 at the CJ Country Studios.
American Cattle News. Growing the herd. How can we do it without spending money? More after this.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Beef prices have been at record highs for months. And why? Simple. Supply and demand. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins.
Low inventory and high demand is not sustainable if we wish to be a country that can feed ourselves. Like so many of the problems that you face, our cattle inventory, unfortunately, cannot be rebuilt overnight. That's why USDA is prioritizing, along with our partners in the states, our governors, our ag secretaries, etc., both short and long-term solutions that address the root of the shortage and deliver rapid relief. We are developing a robust plan to revitalize and diversify the U.S. beef industry alongside our great partners in that industry for producers, processors, and consumers. We will provide more details at a rollout in mid-October alongside my partner, Secretary Doug Burgum. But to be clear, and there's been a lot of speculation about this in the news in the last couple of days, we have no current plans to offer any payment to beef producers. We see how the government getting involved can completely distort the markets. And so currently there will be no plan is even under consideration to insert ourselves through payments into the beef cattle industry. But our plan will focus on opening up more working lands, expanding our risk mitigation tools, expanding those risk mitigation tools for our beef cattle industry, and hopefully inspiring the next generation of farmers who hold the future of this great nation in their hands.
And again, she says growing the herd will not involve payments. American Cattle News.
Let's talk vinyl. Vinyl new construction windows and vinyl replacement windows. You've heard the radio and TV ads offering buy one, get one free. Well, how much do they mark up the original price to be able to offer these deals? A lot. At First Lumber, we give you a fair, competitive upfront price without all the games. We offer the same warranties as the radio and TV guys, and we proudly carry United and Atrium brand windows, meaning you can buy with confidence when you buy at Burt's. Burt's Lumber and Perry, open 7 days a week, including Sundays, 9 to 1.
We know you put your Coon Knight equipment to work, and it may be in need of some extra attention. Make sure to inspect bearings, knives, hammers, and other high wear parts to keep your machine running at its best. Genuine Coon Knight parts, proudly made in the USA, are now available at Kelly's Garage, your Coon Knight dealer in Perry. Invest in quality with original Coon Knight parts designed specifically for your machine. Stop in or call 237-2504 for more information today.
Targeted violence is premeditated violence and is usually directed at a specific individual, group, or location. Targeted violence is different from impulsive, reactive, or emotional acts of violence. Targeted violence can include school shootings, workplace violence, domestic violence, stalking, and terrorist attacks. Please contact the Wyoming County Threat Assessment Committee confidential tip line at 786-6001 if a classmate, coworker, partner, family member, friend, or neighbor starts demonstrating concerning behaviors. For immediate concerns, please call 911.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. It's time we switch to longer-lasting Energy Star light bulbs. They're more efficient than the old bulbs, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. And they cut down on our energy costs. Because in our own groundbreaking age, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
A look into the markets here at the end of the day on Tuesday, October the 14th. I'm Remington Ricketts. Starting with Wall Street and the S&P 500 in the red, 65.52. The Dow down 4, 54.79. And NASDAQ lower as well, 222.04. Bitcoin lower, gold lower, euro higher. Over to the energy futures prices. Crude oil West Texas Intermediate, November contract 58.67, December 58.26, and January 58.10. Gasoline lower, nat gas lower, crude oil lower as well. Over to the grains futures prices. Corn December 2.25 higher, 4.13 even. March higher as well, 4.29.25, and May 4.38 even. Soybean lower, soybean meal mixed, soybean oil lower. Wheat December 3.5 higher here at the end of the day at 500.25. March 3.5 higher as well at 516.75, and May 528.25. Hard red winter wheat December ending the day in the green 7.25 higher, 488.5. March 509.25. Hard red spring wheat December slightly higher, 525.25. March 546 even. Over to the cotton, starting with the December contract, 8 cents lower here at the end of the day at 63.51, March 17 cents down, 65.09, and May a quarter down at 66.31. Finishing with the livestock and dairy future, live cattle October, 125 higher, 241.82, December in the green as well, 246.50, and February, 132 higher, 248.52. Feeder cattle October 467 higher 380.17, November 381.32, and January 378.05.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-378-2714. 800-378-2714. 800-378-2714. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish. 800-378-2714.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's Morning Show next on CJ Country.